Why agitate where not wanted? Question number 31. If the Davidians think they have a message, why are they not content to go their way and let others go theirs? Why should they agitate their message in our church? Answer. Tracing the church's history down through the ages, we find that if all had taken the same position as the questioner, the advancing truth would never have reached the church in any period. Had God's messengers at sundry times failed to agitate their message in their own churches, how, then, would the various reformatory messages have reached his people? Is he not more interested in them than he is in the heathen? John the Baptist, Jesus, and the apostles all sacrificed their lives in order to take their message to their own church. Why, then, should not the Davidians do likewise? Against these men Wycliffe, Huss, Luther, Tyndall, Baxter, Wesley, persecution raged with relentless fury, yet they ceased not to declare the truth. Different periods in the history of the church have each been marked by the development of some special truth adapted to the necessities of God's people at that time. Every new truth has made its way against hatred and opposition. Those who were blessed with its light were tempted and tried. The Lord gives a special truth for the people in an emergency. Who dare refuse to publish it? He commands his servants to present the last invitation of mercy to the world. They cannot remain silent, except at the peril of their souls. The Great Controversy, page 609. Consequently, we dare not refuse to publish the special Davidian truth for the church today.